And then I walk in here and I think about Ajahn Chah, and look at this place, and I say, this is really strange. I mean, I can imagine him walking in here and say, boy, you Americans are so weird. You brought the forest inside, you know? Couldn't you just go out into the forest? Because when he first came to the USA, and he came with Joseph Pabacaro and came, I guess it was 1979, to IMS, to the center in Barrie. We picked him up at the airport and drove him along the Charles River in Boston and pointed out this is MIT and this is Harvard. And he wasn't all that interested in that. Buddhadasa wanted to come and talk at Harvard. He never did it, but he always said, I want to go to Harvard and straighten those people out, but never happened. But Ajahn Chah was, oh, you know, ho-hum, okay, this is the universities, whatever. But then we got out on the main interstate, on the thruway, driving outside of Boston. And once you leave the city itself, as you know, those of you who've been in New England, you start to get to the countryside. There's a lot of trees there. It's just filled with a lot of forests, Massachusetts, New Hampshire, Vermont, Maine. And so we're driving along, not very far from Boston, and he says, stop the car, stop the car. He said, what is this? And he's looking at all these forests, pull over off this freeway, and then he hopped a fence, and he goes in the forest, he's kind of smelling the air, looking at the trees, and he says, what kind of animals live here? Are there bears, you know, are there lions or tigers, you know, what lives in these forests? And he said, how far do these forests go? We said, oh, they go for, you know, 500 or 1,000 miles up through Canada. He said, wow, what great forests, you know. So he said, so what are you doing with the forest inside? Why don't you go out to the forest?